Fire dog, the way we call them.
How about that? Yeah. There's an open place, wasn't there, in front of the fireplace on the floor?
Yes, Matt, called a hearth.
Yeah. Did
they cook on that? No, they didn't cook on it when people used to have to cook on the fireplace. Why they that hearth is good for them to set the vessels on, you know, like that, while they was cooking. Yeah. But after you got where they got them, you get stoves, while they didn't have to use
what cook on the fire. What did your mother cook on?
She cooked on the stove.
You all had the stove then?
Yeah, she
did. So she didn't have to cook in the fireplace?
No, she didn't cook on the fireplace. Not that I can remember. I don't remember when she cooked on the fireplace. She always cooked on the stove ever since I knew anything about it.
All right. And sometimes there's a piece of wood up on the fireplace, on the brick fireplace. It's where people set a clock.
Yes, yes. We always call it the shell. We call them shells.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But that's a mantelpiece. Uh-huh. Nowadays, it's the mantelpiece.
Up in the chimney, after you've been using the fireplace for a while, you get some black stuff.
That's smut, yes.
All right.
Soot. We call it smut, but it's soot.
Yeah. All right, fine. And after your wood is burned out, you'll have some stuff left in the fireplace.
Yeah,
some
ashes.
Right. Yeah. And this is kind of one of those questions that's going to seem obvious. Well, what am I sitting in?
Chair. Yeah.
All right, that's there's another piece of furniture. We've been talking about some furniture that you might find in houses then and now.
Yeah.
There's another piece of furniture, not a chair, but it's a longer piece that maybe two or three people can sit on.
A bench, something like that?
Well, you might have one in your front room now. Has some cushions on it.
Or sofa.
Okay. Yes. Anything else you called that? Maybe a long time ago or something?
I didn't have nothing like that much way back then.
No, I guess not.
No, they weren't able to get nothing like that.
Okay. Is it the same as a couch?
Yes.
The sofa the same
yes,
as a couch?
Yes, same thing as a couch.
Have you ever heard those called a duffo?
Yes, I've heard of them. I sure have.
Well, is that the same thing? I run across that the first time up near Jackson, and I don't really understand if that was a brand name or if it was looked different or what.
Well, I don't know. I thought just about the same thing, I thought.
Okay, just another name
yes,
for it.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Sometimes you have a piece of furniture in your bedroom that you put your clothes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a washstand, I reckon. Wardrobe?
Well, that's the kind that stands up, isn't it?
Yeah, wardrobe.
All right, suppose you have something that has drawers in it.
Well, like we used to call them dressers, such as that dresser.
Okay.
A bureau.
A dresser and a bureau are the same thing?
No, I'm not exactly. More than here, like saying it, but they ain't exactly the same thing.
Does one of them have a mirror and the other one
doesn't? Well, both of them have mirrors.
They both have mirrors.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any idea what the difference is between them?
No, I don't know why they call one a dresser and the other a bureau.
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know why they call it a different one.
All right, good. The things that hang at a window to keep out the light.
Shades.
All right, now are shades the kind you pull up and down?
Yes.
All right, what would these you have here be?
I'm blind. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And they're the tilting.
Yes,
kind.
That's right.
All right. When you're talking about your tables and your chairs and everything, you'll say they're all pieces of furniture.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Pieces of, what would you say?
Furniture. Yes.
If you have a little room built off your bedroom, you know, in the old days people had wardrobes and dressers.
Yeah.
But now we might have a place where you hang up your clothes in a little room.
That's right. In a closet.
All right. The room at the top of the house, between the ceiling and the roof. You know, if you have a one-story house and you've got a space between the ceiling and the roof, that would be the what?